Alliance City Council has accepted a fact-finding report in an ongoing contract dispute with the Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. The report passed Monday was previously rejected by union leaders. Both sides are expected to meet again June 17th. Council also approved donating retired fire department personal protective equipment to Stark State College Emergency Services. No action was taken on additional legislation due to the absence of council members Sheila Cherry and Philip Mastriani. A combined meeting of the Finance and Safety and Judiciary Committees is set for 5:25 p.m. tomorrow at the City Administration Building to discuss engineering inspection fees and a consultant's recent EMS transport study. Canton City Council has unanimously approved an expansion of the Downtown Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area, or DORA. The expansion adds about 0.4 of an acre, bringing the total area to nearly 73 acres, and extends the district along parts of 2nd Street Northeast and nearby properties. The move is aimed at boosting downtown economic development and would allow one additional business to participate in the program. A man charged with a Jackson Township assault in 2016 appeared in court Monday. 38-year-old Angus Webendorfer of Canton was arrested by the Highway Patrol in February for multiple felonies during a traffic stop. DNA collected at the time was matched to the Jackson Township crime in April. Webendorfer is accused of entering a woman's home on Kentview Avenue Northwest in August 2016. He stabbed the victim several times, stole belongings, and fled. Some of the items were found in the street and provided the DNA. Webendorfer entered no pleas to counts of attempted murder, aggravated burglary, and felonious assault. His case was bound over to the grand jury. A Massillon man is facing multiple criminal charges after police say he caused a disturbance at a local hospital and threatened a security guard. 68-year-old Jeffrey Barr was arrested today after a Monday incident at Altman Massillon, where he allegedly threatened to get a gun from his vehicle and shoot a security guard after fighting with them. Police say Barr also refused to exit his vehicle and interviewed with officers during the response. He faces charges including inducing panic, aggravated menacing, and obstructing official business. Barr's arraignment is set for tomorrow in municipal court. Louisville City Council gave final approval to a fee schedule change Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
The cost of hazardous material cleanup and disposal is linked directly to the size of the vehicle involved. Cars, trucks, and scene safety are all factors in determining the cost. Light-duty vehicles such as cars, SUVs, minivans, and pickups, which are classes 1 through 3, will carry a cost of $500. Truck classes 4 through 6 will cost an additional $250, and classes 7 and 8 will be $1,250. Details of this and any ordinance passed by council can be viewed at City Hall upon request.
Kent State University has appointed James Hannon as the permanent dean and chief administrative officer of its Stark and Salem campuses. Hannon has served as interim dean since last summer following the retirement of Denise Sechrist. Before taking the regional campus role, Hannon led Kent State's College of Education, Health, and Human Services. A man has avoided prison after being sentenced in a Portage County cocaine case. 43-year-old Richard Johnson of Shaker Heights was sentenced Monday to 3 years probation, including 1 year of intensive supervision and a $5,000 fine. The case stems from a July 2025 traffic stop on I-76 that turned up about 400 grams of cocaine and a loaded handgun. Johnson pleaded guilty to possession of cocaine as part of a plea deal. A guilty plea has been entered in a deadly East Liverpool shooting. 34-year-old Daniel Whitley of East Liverpool admitted Monday to murder and a firearm specification in the May 2025 slaying of James Powell. Police say Powell was shot at the Woodland Hills Apartments. Whitley fled the scene but was found hiding under a porch a few hours later. Prosecutors will recommend a life sentence with parole eligibility after 18 years. Sentencing is set for August 10th. Salem police and animal welfare officials are investigating after a cat was found severely injured by a crossbow bolt. According to the Columbiana County Humane Society, officers responded to the 200 block of West 8th Street after a report of a distressed animal. The cat was taken to a veterinary clinic where it was later euthanized due to its injuries. Officials are now asking anyone with security camera footage from the area to contact the Humane Society. Youngstown City Council is set to consider funding a $130,000 legal study into the future of Sobe Thermal Energy Systems, the company that provides steam heat downtown. City officials say the utility is facing a financial crisis, with monthly expenses far exceeding income, and warning it could run out of operating cash by early fall. The Vindicator Report's proposed review would examine whether the system is financially viable or if options like a sale or restructuring are necessary. A 14-year-old is facing multiple charges after Boardman police say a fight escalated into threats involving a pocket knife and a pizza cutter Friday afternoon. Officers were called around 1:30 to a home where an argument over yard work reportedly turned physical. One person suffered a minor hand injury. The teen has been charged with domestic violence, aggravated menacing, and assault. Hubbard City Council has approved a one-year moratorium blocking any data center from moving into the city. The measure was passed Monday amid community concerns over a potential project. According to the Tribune Chronicle, city officials say the freeze will allow time to review zoning and future development impacts. They also say no formal data center proposal has been submitted for the so-called Project Milo. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.